Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Welcome to the DDP. Grace greetings. Glad you're with me today as we're proceeding into the month of June. We are moving into the 8th verse of Ephesians chapter 5. I do want to say, you know, we've been talking about the end, the last days of the Jewish economy. We are going to do some video blogs in the next few weeks, little 10, 15, 20 minute at a time video blogs that begin to deal with this topic in more depth. It's one of those things, and I'll tell you more about this in those blogs, that over the last few years was a humongous journey for me, but a lot of it I kept to myself because I really felt compelled of the Spirit to. And I'm not alone. There's thousands and thousands, maybe millions out there just like me who have taken this step into understanding the end times in a little different manner than we were raised. And a lot of those are being silent too, but a lot are not being silent. And so we're in an era where there's more and more being talked about. So if you're wanting more information, continue to check out our podcast, but watch for the video blog that's coming up very soon as we begin this little series of talking about some of these things that are considered eschatological or end time events, okay? So if that has piqued your curiosity, that was our intent, and we hope that you'll ask the Holy Spirit for direction as you study the Word on your own. And I want to say, this is a good time to throw in, if you're not studying the Word on your own, you're cheating yourself from the glory of hearing from the Holy Spirit. I cannot emphasize enough how important that it is that each person hear from the Holy Spirit in their own lives. It is important to have leadership, and it is important to hear the gospel, but it is equally important, and I didn't say less or close to as important, I say it's equally important that you have a personal relationship with the Father, because it's the equivalent of a dad who has 5 kids. Okay, I made up a number because that seems like an insane amount of kids. That's a lot of kids. There's a dad that has 5 kids, and he spends time with his kids corporately. He takes them to the beach, or he takes them to a ball game, or they all play in the yard. As wonderful as that is, it is equally important that each kid have some alone time with dad. Not less important or more important, but equally important. And as wonderful as the body of Christ is, and as many times as 2 or 3 of us gather together, we can be assured he's in our midst. One thing we do need to remember is that we need the alone time with him, the personal time with him. And so that was on my spirit as I was doing this DDP, and I want to say that to someone who maybe you've begun to substitute personal time with church time. You think that I'm gathering together in a group, so you know that's where I'll get my word. And that's a very, very unhealthy way to approach your spiritual diet, is to assume that all the food you're going to eat is... That's like saying, I'm only going to eat when I eat out. I'm never going to eat at home. You're probably not going to be real healthy. And so balance that out and life becomes a little more relaxing. And I'm absolutely pro-assembly. Forsake not the assembling of yourselves together. That doesn't mean 10 o'clock on a Sunday morning only. It might mean that, but it doesn't only mean that. But it means assemble with other believers. But I'm also very pro-individual walk with God, because you are one of the sons of God, and it's time that you understand that, and it's time that you feel free to live like it. Tomorrow, we're going to pick up Ephesians 5:8, the second section of Ephesians 5, and learn some, I think, some very interesting things. Come back and see us. We'll see you then.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.